If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
And let's talk about some charitable work and, of course, going into this year with positivity. But it's not just positivity. There's philanthropy in the midst of that. We're talking about PEP as it collaborates with FNB to offer 155,000 school shoes vouchers for only 99 cents. Angela Bukas is the head of marketing at PEP and joins us now to speak about this. A very good evening to you, Angela. Thank you so much for joining us and hope you had a great entry into the new year.
Hi, good evening. Thank you for having me. Yes, it's been great so far. I hope it's the same for you and for all the listeners out there.
We receive the positivity. That's all I can say. So, Angela, it's been said to be a groundbreaking initiative. And certainly when one thinks about the affordability of not only basic goods, but school material, it is prohibitive for a lot of poor families. So can you tell us how this is going to work? 155,000 is certainly a huge deal, but for many, many indebted and impoverished South Africans, they'd really wish to be part of this program. So who qualifies? What is the criteria?
Sure. So the criteria are naturally you have to go into a PEP store. It's in PEP stores in RSA, Botswana, Lesotho, Eswatini, and Namibia. It is in RSA only. Sorry, it's my January holiday brain store, not work brain.
Speaking it into existence in the future.
Yes. So it's in PEP RSA. So you have to go and buy your school school essentials at a PEP in RSA, and you must spend on your FNB card. And then you have to spend a minimum of 300 or more. But the thing is, it's actually 171 rand that a customer will end up spending. So the marketing campaign speaks about spending 300 or more, but you will get 129 rand off your shoe purchase, which means actually the minimum spend on anything else, excluding data and airtime, will be 171 rand. So you're spending 300, but that includes the shoe in the basket, and then you'll get 129 rand off the shoe, which means you'll spend 171 rand on whatever else you have in your basket.
Okay, so you started this campaign on the 26th of December. How many people have already signed up for it? How many have benefited?
So I can't tell you exactly how many people have benefited, but what I can tell you is there are still many, many vouchers available. So we wanted to make sure that we had at least a fair amount of vouchers and that it's open to as many customers as possible. And naturally, this is the week. I think I'm a parent also. This is the week where you kind of start to think about back to school and want to beat the rush of next week and force yourself to start thinking about that uniform and stationery. So there are still more than enough vouchers available for customers that go and do their shopping this week. The vouchers are spread across stores, though, so you might end up being in a situation where one store doesn't have any more, but other stores do. But we have plenty of vouchers still available, and customers can always just give the store a ring if they want to make sure that there are still vouchers before they go.
And this is only open to FNB card customers, card holders, am I correct?
Correct. I mean, this is a collaboration with FNB. So, yes, it's available to FNB card holders. Obviously, there's an opportunity to sign up for an FNB account before you go to stores if you agree that this is an amazing deal.
So, I just want to separate the two customer bases here. What you had in mind when you were pitching this. I mean, it's a fabulous venture that shoes that are normally 129 rand 99, you can get for literally less than 1 rand. And the PEP customer might be different in terms of profile to an FNB card holder. Am I wrong in this assumption?
Yeah, I think the PEP customer and the FNB customer stretches very, very, very wide. So we appeal to a broad customer base, as does F&B, and especially during back to school. So there is a very healthy overlap, and hence why we decided to do the collaboration together.
Okay. So how have past ventures, projects like this worked for you? And in terms of longevity, I'm sure a lot of people would be appreciative and a lot more people would want you to continue with this philanthropic, I call it that, and you could add a different adjective if you'd like, drive, but they would like to get more help from people out there, because I'd imagine there's room for me going out there and buying it for a needy family, you know, people in the community who might need it.
Yeah. So, sorry, was the question how's it worked?
Yeah. What is your long term plan? Because as I say,
Yeah, got you. So, look, this is the first of its kind for us, and we were very excited when F&B approached us, but we were very far down the line with our back to school plans when this idea and this collaboration came about. So we definitely foresee more opportunities in future. We hope we inspire other big brands and big companies and retailers also to collaborate. But yeah, we're still slap bang in the middle of this campaign. So far it's going well, and we definitely hope to do more of it in the future.
Mm. Are there any challenges to this kind of initiative?
I wouldn't say challenges, but I think just, something to be mindful of is, as I alluded to before, there are 155,000 vouchers. We've distributed them across our stores. We have taken into account the size of the store, how many school shoes they sell, how big back to school is, how many cardholders there are in stores. But, we've tried to be as scientific as what we possibly can. But because this is the first time we've ever done anything like this, we really, we've given it our best shot. And I guess the challenge is just if a customer goes to a specific store and doesn't get the voucher. But we have said from the beginning, it's an amazing offer. It's a limited offer. And, customers should get to stores as quickly as they can. Mm-hmm. But as I mentioned, we still have plenty of vouchers available.
And you say that it's not just for the PEP student print synthetic school shoes, but that voucher can also go towards other school shoes with a higher price point.
Yeah, thanks. That's actually a very important point I wanted to elaborate on right up front. So, from a marketing message perspective, we focused on getting the shoe for 99 cents, and that's our student prints brand, and it's a size 7-1 shoe, which retails for $129.99. Hence, you can get the shoe for 99 cents. But we wanted to be as fair as possible and have something available for everybody, inclusive. We're a very inclusive brand. So in actual fact, the crux of the offer is that anybody that goes and spends 171 rand in stores on anything, excluding data and airtime, during this period will get and add any school shoe into the basket. So it can be a leather shoe, a synthetic shoe, and a toughies, a student prints, even a white school trainer. They will get 129 rand off that shoe. And yes, the main shoe which we've been talking about and which has generated the excitement is that student print synthetic shoe in a size 7-1. But I'm sure you'd agree that 129 rand off a school shoe, off any school shoe, is also an amazing deal.
Mm. And just finally, this is obviously an important project when it comes to the collaboration between corporate sponsors and retailers like F&B PEP, that would seek to make it less of a burden to look out for their families. What research went into it, and just how you see it strengthening other ventures going forward?
Yeah, so we, first and foremost, when we brainstormed the ideas together, the idea of the school shoe was born based on the fact that we understand how important it is for every child to have a pair of school shoes in the country. We also understand that a school uniform is a very important aspect of kind of providing dignity and respect when you go to school, and a feeling of belonging. And then we've seen from previous research that because school shoes generally are the most expensive item in the basket, it's an important item. And that was where the idea of the 99-cent school shoe came about. Going forward, there might be other ideas. We'd love to do this again. But yeah, there was definitely research and insights that went into specifically the school shoe.
Thank you so much for speaking to us and wishing you all the best on this project, a very interesting one. And that is Angela Bucas. She's head of marketing at Pep Stores.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.